Join the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Lots of fun things going on around the area, and one of those taking place on Wednesday. It is the Walkin' on Wednesday. It's the signature event for the Main Street Amherst. We have Executive Director Teresa Gillis joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you stopping in this morning. When did you discover that Walking on Wednesdays was WOW?
You know what? That's just a name that we came up with, and now we abbreviate it to WOW. Yeah. So just kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah, been a lot of excitement going on. So let's talk about the first one that's coming up. Again, that's coming up tomorrow, June 8th. Open down Park Avenue and part of Church Street. What will people see when they come out for that?
So when they come out, it starts at 4 o'clock and goes until 7:30. We will have different vendors on Park Avenue, and we'll have a car show on Church Street. We have, for the first one, we have about 37 different kinds of vendors. So if you're looking for, you know, things to buy for Father's Day, or it might be a mom's birthday or something like that, we do have vendors that you can pick up gifts. Or if you want to get involved in doing some axe throwing, you can come and do that and give it a try.
So they have different so even activities like
Yes, we're going to have children's games as well. So, yeah, going to have all different kinds of things.
Wow. It's just a chance for people to come down and see what's happening on that part of Amherst, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And the businesses will be open late, too, so people can go shopping.
So it just gives them an idea, or I'd say, quote, unquote, an excuse to come down and enjoy times walking around there as well. And I suppose you probably have everything clean, spruced up, ready to go, get some flowers planted and sort of beautified. And
yep, we have our hanging plants that are hanging, and we have our summer banners up, so we're all ready.
Sounds good. And again, this comes up beginning at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we're hoping for some nice weather, the way things are. And, of course, as you make a plan, you can't align the calendar with the weather. That's all part of what you know you have to do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So fingers crossed that the weather is really nice tomorrow. It's supposed to be, and it's supposed to be not too hot either, so people can come out and walk around and enjoy. And I invite everybody to come down and have some dinner and then walk around.
When you're selecting vendors like that, you try to get a variety, or you see what kind of things that people are interested. Who's coming? If you may have any ideas.
Yeah, I have. Oh my gosh, there's all different kinds of people. So we have Mrs. C's Cookies. We have the Masonic Temple that's coming to have a booth to talk about what they do. We have a nonprofit called Path and Green, who is helping young ladies throughout the county, giving them things that they need that they don't have. So, I mean, they're just all different kinds of things. We even have Tastefully Simple that is coming. We have the Amherst Historical Society that will have a table there, too. So it's just all different kinds of things to have.
Just let them to see what's going on there. And that's kind of what you feel, I guess, is the responsibility for Main Street Amherst, is kind of to spotlight what's going on in Amherst, as well as creating events for people to come down.
Yeah, we try to promote Amherst, and we want to draw the people. Our job is to bring the people, you know, in. So when people apply to have a vendor space, which we're still taking, you know, if people still want to be involved in it, it's not too late. It's the second Wednesday, June through September. So if somebody's interested, they can go to our website and fill out an application right there, and we get back in touch with them.
Now, I know also you have the classic car and type of shows. Now, that's always depending on who has what. And in the past, you've probably seen a lot of unique vehicles coming out.
We really do. And we have Pat Farnsworth and her husband, who take charge of the car show for us. And Spitzer's in Amherst is our main sponsor of the event, too. So we're very fortunate to have them, who come down and help park the cars and all that kind of things.
Yeah. What about the people that make up Main Street Amherst? Volunteers or other people that help out? Who are those folks that are kind of putting this together? Besides you, who do you direct as an executive director?
I have my assistant that helps, but my board, I have a working board. There's 9 of them. But then we have volunteers in the community that come out and help. We even have past scholarship winners that we've given to that's coming to help us out. So it's just a variety of different people.
Right. Is your assistant the one that does some of the Facebook posts with the interviews with the different people?
That would be me.
Oh, that is you.
Yeah, that would be me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So one of my board members, Nui Nodell, she's the one that's been interviewing some of the people. And then I'm behind the scene doing the camera.
Getting them there. It's just another way to get people around. It's probably a little different for them. They're used to working behind the counter or getting something, and now you're saying, talk about yourself. And they're like, how do we go about
this?
Yeah,
sometimes they're very shy. They don't want to talk about themselves. But that's what it's all about. Main Street Amherst is here to help promote the businesses and, you know, to tell people what they have and what they have to offer, where they're located, how to get in touch with them.
And it's important because there's different ways that you communicate with people. And it may not just be the person who drives by it on Park Avenue. We'll see it on social media, or somebody else will comment about something or get a recommendation.
Yeah. That's we try to do a Main Street Live every Wednesday at 12:30. So on Facebook. And so that's when we highlight a business. So tomorrow there'll be another business at 12:30 that we'll highlight.
Just keep people coming back and interested. And then with anything on social media, it's posted there and people can kind of take a look at it.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you're never sure what's behind that door. You know what I mean? And this kind of breaks the ice and lets you see, okay, there's things in there that I might see, or you see something that's part of their products that helps them come out.
Absolutely. We do all different kinds of events throughout the year. This is just one of them. But one of my favorite ones that we just did was the Wine and Chocolate Walk. And it's just a great way for people to see what we have to offer. What it is, what I call it, it's an adult trick-or-treat, basically. You walk to the different businesses, you either get a sample of wine or chocolate, and we have 51 businesses that participate in it. So please check out our website for all of our events and buy a ticket when it's available.
That sounds really good, and always fun events going on. And you don't need an event just to show up in Amherst,
absolutely,
right?
Yep.
A lot of places to shop and to see. It's great. Again, walking on Wednesdays, that is the signature event for the summer. Coming up on June 8th, that'll be tomorrow, and we encourage people to come on out 4 to 7:30. Hopefully the weather will cooperate as well, but just a little umbrella doesn't hurt if you bring it out there. Axe throwing, you said that as well, right?
We do. We have a business in Amherst that's in the Amherst Plaza, and they're called Savage Society Axe, and they're going to come down and participate in all four of them, and I have never seen it myself, so I'm really anxious to see what it's all about.
Right. It's sort of a new trending thing.
It is.
Well. But and you have, I heard before we went on, you said a cornhole contest.
We are going to have a cornhole tournament that's put on by Pogies Clubhouse. And there is a $10 fee to participate. You have to be signed up the day of the event by 5 o'clock. And then the game will start at 5:30. And it's down by Park Lanes.
All right. So lots of fun going on in Amherst. Again, it's the Walk It On Wednesdays. Our guest this morning from Main Street Amherst is Executive Director Teresa Gillis. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. It is.